We were called in this morning after the company was placed into administration.
And that happened also this morning?
Yes, it's all that, only in the last couple of hours.
It didn't take very long from being called in as administrators to decide that the best thing to do with the business was place it in receivership and look for a buyer. How bad are the finances of the business?
Well, the business is a substantial business. It turns over $110 million a year. It has over 25% market share for musical instruments in this country. It's clearly not performed at the level that people would have liked it to have performed at. We think there's an opportunity for a new owner to look at this group and take it forward in a sustainable structure.
So what have been the main factors from your initial views that have contributed to the fall in performance for Allens and Billy Hyde?
Look, it's very early days, but clearly this is a tough retail market for many retailers, and declining sales has been a factor.
Has online been a threat to their retail business models?
To this particular one, not as much. The business has a reasonable online offering, and the management team here have done a very good job using online functionality to talk to their customers and transact. So it's had some impact, but I wouldn't say it was a major impact.
Are you optimistic of a sale of the majority of the stores?
Look, we're certainly hopeful, but again, we've got to go through a process. And as we've said to the staff today, our plan of attack is to talk to interested parties, do our very best to garner a sale outcome, and hopefully we'll end up with a positive result.
Have you had any preliminary interest so far?
Yes, we are aware of a significant preliminary interest at this early stage. And we are chasing down those lines of inquiry to see whether or not they are interested in taking those inquiries further.
How will employees of Billy Hyde and Allens be affected by the receivership?
Their employment continues, at least for the interim period while we go through the sale process, and their entitlements will be protected under a federal government scheme called GEARS, which is set up after ANZIIT to protect employees' entitlements under this sort of situation.
And how many staff are employed by the shops?
The business employs around 490 on a full-time, part-time basis across Australia, and around half of those are based in Victoria.
And their future basically depends on the success of the sale process?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Now, what is the effect on customers of Billy Hyde and Allens? A lot of people who buy musical instruments may have them on lay-by or leave a deposit, and there's gift vouchers as well. How will those customers be affected?
Yes, look, if you have a lay-by over a musical instrument, then providing you come in and you pay the balance of your lay-by, then you can collect your goods. Unfortunately, however, if you're have a gift voucher or have paid a deposit on a product but not have that product put down under a lay-by circumstance, then you will we're unable to refund deposits. We are unable to refund gift vouchers or have those gift vouchers redeemed purely because of the financial position of the business.
So what do those customers then have to do? What rights do those customers have left?
You will end up being an unsecured creditor of the group if you have a gift voucher which has not been redeemed. And that means that you'll have a claim against the company shell which you can lodge with the administrators.
Do you think those customers will get much money back?
You would have to say at the moment that there is probably not a high prospect of any sort of major return on those numbers.